Baba Sakar Murli, 10th December 2022. Essence, sweet children, you are spiritual horses. You have to run the race to become victorious jewels. Maharathi horses are those who race to claim the kingdom. Question, which of you children are Satopradhan effort makers and which are Tamo effort makers? Answer, Satopradhan effort makers are those who make effort knowing the creator and creation, who have the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world turning around in their intellects and who have the pure pride of having remembrance of the Father. Tamo effort makers are those who say, we will make effort exactly as we did a cycle ago. We will receive whatever we are to receive. Song, O Mother, Father, have mercy on those who are unhappy. Om Shanti. While sitting here, stay in remembrance of the Father for as long as possible. It was explained yesterday that you have been body conscious for the whole cycle. Only at this one time do you have to become soul conscious. You have to shed body consciousness and return home. Those clothes, that is, those bodies have become very old. You have to shed the impure arrogance of your bodies and remember the Father. People remember the Father, but they do not know who the Father is. They say that the Father is omnipresent. In that case, they cannot call out to Him, but they do call out, O God the Father. When people experience sorrow, they remember God. Their intellects go upwards. If the devotees were God, there would then be no need to remember God, nor would they have to say, O God, we are unhappy and poverty-stricken. There is sorrow on the path of devotion. This is why they remember God. I go back after giving happiness to the children, and everyone remembers that happiness. The imperishable Father goes back after giving imperishable happiness. The third eye of knowledge of each of you children has now opened, through which you understand very well the Father, the Creator, and the beginning, middle, and end of His creation. The Gita you read in your home yesterday did not give you the knowledge of the Creator or His creation. Rather, you forgot the Creator. You forgot the Creator, and so you forgot the creation. The Father now gives each of you a third eye of knowledge, and He explains to you and also teaches you Raj Yoga, through which you become the masters of heaven. Heaven cannot be remembered by studying the Gita. They give many lectures. You are now listening to the Father directly, and the difference you feel is like that of day and night. There, people forget the Creator and His creation. Baba now sits here and explains the significance of the Creator and His creation, and you definitely make effort to claim the inheritance. Some make Satopradhan effort, while some make Rajo effort, and others Tamo. There are the highest, middling, and lowest effort makers. You children understand that by making effort, you will claim a high status. So why should you not make such effort? Each one of you understands that if you make good effort now, every cycle, your effort would then be the same. If someone doesn't make effort, it is understood that he did not make effort in the last cycle and that his status was destroyed. People have horse races. They say, this one won the race. Here too, all are number-wise. Here, there are some who say, we don't want to understand a great deal. Some don't understand, nor can they explain to others. For them, there is an easy method. just remember the father. Will you learn to remember Baba, or will you not even learn that? The unlimited father, whom you remembered on the path of devotion, is now in front of you in the body of Brahma and is saying, remember me. Baba has also explained the significance of creation. Shiv Baba is the father of all souls. No other soul can be called Prajapita, father of people. All souls are eternal. Prajapita Brahma creates the mouth-born progeny. We souls are Shiv Baba's children. He says, you are mine. However many of you there are, all of you are mine. There cannot be more or fewer souls. All of them also have parts in the unlimited drama. This is an eternally created play. The father says, I definitely come to establish the one true religion and to inspire the destruction of the innumerable religions. The true religion that had disappeared is now being established again. The true religion, that is, the original eternal deity religion of the golden age, is the one that the true father established. Just as Christ established the Christian religion, in the same way, the true father established the true original deity religion. The true Baba establishes the land of truth. Only you Brahman children know that the father has definitely come. Baba explains that the drama is about to finish and that you now have to renounce those old clothes. The parts of all the actors in a drama are fixed. They change their costumes at the right time and depart. The father says, you souls have now become impure. When souls become completely pure, they need pure bodies. You souls have to make yourselves pure while staying in those bodies. Where else would you souls make yourselves pure? You have to make them pure here. The five elements are now tamopradhan. When a soul becomes pure and reaches the karmatit stage, the old accounts will be cleared. This thing applies to the children. It is the children who listen. So, it is definitely Brahmins who are needed. You know how heaven is being established, and so Brahma is definitely needed. This is the Brahman clan. Baba says, I take the support of Brahma's body in order to create Brahmins. Only you Brahmins understand these things. This is the creation of the confluence age. This is a deep, significant matter. Did Baba explain such deep, significant points at the beginning? It is said, even if you turn the ocean into ink, the forest into pens, and the earth into paper, this knowledge would still not come to an end. You children continue to listen. These deep points will be imbibed by those who pay attention to studying. Your belt is being tightened for you to be ready to take the inheritance from the Father. If there is even a little doubt, the knowledge disappears from the intellect. However, if someone is suddenly struck by an arrow, he really becomes one whose intellect has faith. Baba continues to tell you new interesting points. Yesterday too, Baba explained very well. The father says, I, the supreme soul, am the resident of the supreme abode. No soul here can be called the supreme. There is only the one supreme soul to whom everyone prays. The supreme father, the one who is the resident of the supreme abode, cannot be omnipresent. Here there is sorrow, there is birth and rebirth. The supreme father is beyond birth and rebirth. Just look how the Marathis, who are making full effort to claim an inheritance, are running in the race. There are some hopeless horses, but they run so fast at the end that they go ahead of everyone. Here too, it is the same. While moving along, some become weak and fall. Some are injured and become lame. Here, there are also very good, new children who are running faster than the old ones. While making effort, some have bad omens. Sometimes someone may experience the omens of Jupiter, Thursday, Brihaspati, sometimes those of Shukar, Friday, medium omens, sometimes those of Shanichar, Saturday, Saturn, bad omens. Sometimes the worst omens, the omens of Rahu. Therefore, there is sometimes benefit, sometimes a loss. Baba himself understands which children are influenced by bad omens. This is why there is an eclipse. The father says, go beyond that and go fast. They stay pure for 2 or 3 years, but when they experience the omens of Saturn, they indulge in vice with their physical organs. The father says, lust is the greatest enemy. You have to gain victory over it. Even very good children are influenced by bad omens and get married. They make a promise that they will stay pure, but they still fall. Sometimes they follow Srimat and sometimes they follow wrong directions. Baba understands the children very well. They say, Baba, we are now racing. The father says, remain cautious because you are race horses. Look, children, you are to receive happiness for your future 21 births. This is not a small matter. By making mistakes, souls are influenced by bad omens, and there is then a loss for all the future births. This is why Baba says, make full effort on the basis of Srimat. Baba tells you everything in advance. The stronger and more powerful you become, and the cleverer in this knowledge and yoga you are, the more forcefully the storms of Maya will come. Be careful. Do not become a sinful soul and perform sinful actions with your physical organs. You are children of God, and so you have to be very royal. Look how royal Lakshmi and Narayan are. You have to fill yourselves with those sanskars at this time because you are called God's children at this time. You receive a great deal of respect. It is the wonder of this one birth. You have continued to become impure while taking 84 births. This human world tree has to reach the state of total decay before Baba comes. It is that master who makes Lakshmi and Narayan into the masters of the world. The Somnath temple is very famous. Shiv Baba had given you a lot of wealth, which is why a lot of wealth was used for the temple to him. Even when you became worshippers, you had a lot of wealth to make so many temples. So how much wealth would the worthy of worship ones have had? Now, there is the government of people ruling over people. Nothing now remains. It is the night of Brahma. Then, when it is the day of Brahma, it will be heaven. There will be palaces of gold and diamonds. Where will all that gold come from? The gold there will be the equivalent of clay. It is shown how a mountain breaks open when there is heat and fire emerges from it. Volcanoes. Gold emerges from the mines. They make bricks of gold. Similarly, there is the play of Maya, the magician. Someone saw bricks of gold in the subtle region and thought he would bring them back with him. When he opened his eyes, he didn't see anything. Here too, children go and see golden palaces in divine visions. You children heard the song, have mercy on the unhappy ones. The father's name is the blissful one. It is not that he is present in everyone. Maya has completely locked everyone's intellect. The father says, no one but I can open these locks. The locks of those whose locks were opened in the previous cycle will be opened number-wise. It is understood from someone's effort when he is doing good service. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, must have definitely adopted a body. His first creation is Brahma. He created Brahmins through the mouth of Brahma. Brahmins are the top knots. Jagadamba is also a Brahmin. Brahma too is a Brahmin. The Shiv Shakti army is made up of Brahmins, both male and female. The father says, "I alone am knowledgeful. I also have a part in the drama. I come and explain the significance of the creator and the creation to you." Here, the father, teacher, and Sadguru are one. All three are working together. The Sadguru will take you back with him. This is a guarantee. The father gives everyone peace and happiness. All are the father's children. It is not that he will give to some and not to others. The father is the one who frees everyone from the chains of Maya. This is why everyone remembers him. He establishes heaven and sends all the rest into liberation. This is the task of the father alone. Acha. To the sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the mother, the father, Bab Dada. The spiritual father says namaste to the spiritual children.
The spiritual children say Padam Gunar, remembrance, love, good morning, and namaste to our spiritual mother, father, and Bab Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. 1. Do not perform any sinful action with those sense organs. You have to make your sanskars royal. Do not be afraid of the storms of Maya. You have to go fast in this knowledge and yoga. 2. On the basis of Srimad, go through any bad omens and move forward quickly. Do not follow any wrong directions. Remain cautious and stay in the race of remembrance. Blessing, may you be a karma yogi and so a constant yogi whose every action is yogyukt and yuktiyukt. Every action of a karma yogi soul is yogyukt and yuktiyukt. If you perform ordinary or wasteful actions, you cannot be called a constant yogi. To have constant yoga means that the basis of your remembrance is love. Whoever is loved is automatically remembered. Someone full of love would attract you. So let your every second, every thought, and every word always be elevated, and let your heart have love for the one Father. You will then be called a karma yogi who is a constant yogi. Slogan: in order to be liberated from making effort, continue to swing in the swings of love. Om Shanti.